Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Big Mouth, and my
and your
brother.
Boy, Jason. What's going on, Big Mouth?
What's up? How you been?
Man, I've been good. But before we get started, okay, I want to put out our disclaimer. Now, Big Mouth and J2 are doing this for entertainment purposes only. We talk about entertainment and news and such.
We broke.
But this is from our own understanding. This is our own opinion.
We just talking about it, y'all. You know, don't take it personal or nothing like that.
Don't take it personal. Yeah.
Because we're broke.
So we got a good show going today. I am excited.
I'm excited too, J2. We've got Alex Fletcher on today, the
All right.
spirit liquor guru, beverage guru of the Southwest. I shouldn't even say the Southwest. He's the coolest
he's
person.
Guru,
I can't wait till he comes on. We're going to talk about liquor, sustainability in the business,
okay.
You know, just all that stuff. So I'm just really excited about that. So how was your weekend? You went to the Cowboy game?
Oh, yeah. We went to the Cowboy game, me and my friend, one of my brothers from the Brotherhood. And we had sweet seats in the Ring of Honor.
It was a lovely experience. You big
we
baller.
We had sweet seats. Yeah, well, you know, I try to do something every now and then, Big Mouth.
Did you act accordingly up in there?
Of course I acted with professionalism. Of course.
Okay. I'm just checking. What did I do? I don't think. Oh, it was, we were going to have the back to school jam fest here that my sister has done on behalf of our barbershop for the past, like, 5 years, and it rained. I mean, it monsooned on Sunday. Flash flooding, all that stuff. I never really realized it flooded like that out here. I know in Dallas it did, but in out here in Chicago, I didn't know that it was going to be like that. So, anyway, she canceled it till this coming Sunday. So I'm really looking forward to that. It's back to school festival here in Evanston, Illinois. They give away backpacks, free haircuts, food, books, all that cool stuff. So I'm really excited. Anybody that's out here listening that's interested and would like to either bring a child down or just come by and see us or come by and see everything,
yeah.
It's 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, 60202, and it's called Ebony Barbershop. That's my sister, y'all.
Happiness Barbershop.
The lady
y'all get down there. Y'all can support the movie.
Mommy, my dad, we done had that barbershop since 1962, dude.
Ooh,
1962. That's older than me.
Not 60. Six star.
Hey, J2, you know what?
Yeah.
We need to at least give acknowledgments to folks. Definitely the Blog Talk Radio. And
Blog Talk. Thank y'all
our listeners.
Much.
Like, I get so excited every time I look at, like, the stats and stuff. I try not to, you know, because I just do this really for fun, but
right.
I'm a numbers person, and I'm always going to be a numbers person, but I noticed that, you know, people are tuning in various countries. So I just want to make sure that I acknowledge them and thank them, you know, the people in Australia.
Australia.
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Peru.
Peru.
China.
China.
Canada.
Canada.
South Africa.
South Africa.
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
Uganda.
Uganda.
Kenya.
Wakanda. Kenya.
Yeah. Kenya. Romania.
Wakanda forever.
Such a fool. Romania.
Romania.
United Kingdom.
UK. We in the house.
Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Finland.
Finland.
Croatia.
Croatia.
And the U.S. of A.
And, of course, the United States of America.
Isn't that the coolest thing? It really excites me to see that you and I, as silly as we can be, maybe are giving enjoyment to other people. I don't think about that. Mm-hmm. I just think we just over there chit-chatting. But, you know, maybe that it is doing it. So I like that. So thank you, everybody. And thank you, Block Talk Radio.
Thank you very much.
So, J2.
What? That makes me want to do something. Since we're going to have a player superstar on the line right now today about alcohol and liquors and sustainability, I think I'm going to have to go and make me a drink right now. Let me see what I got in here.
Oh, I want a dirty martini with two
olives.
Oh,
you want a dirty, you're dirty. You are nasty,
dirty martini.
I
like it dirty. Man, well, you know what? Say it again.
I think I'm going to go with a tequila. Tequila, salt, and lime, just sexy dressed up. That's all.
What kind of tequila?
I keep it simple.
What kind of tequila?
Let's go Herradura. Because I usually go with Uncle Julio. I used to go with Uncle, but you know, we're gonna switch it up today.
Wait a minute, what
do you have at the house?
Well, I'm sipping on some scissor. Sipping on some scissor. I have, actually, it is rum and I think vodka and pineapple and cranberry juice, I think.
Okay. Well, we need to have a party at your house.
Okay.
Sippity sip.
Now, you know what, J2? Let me put this down before I spill it. We need to make some acknowledgments. I'm going to do that again. You remember last week where I tried to make a music in the background? I'm going to try it today. I'm sorry, but I'm going to try it today, okay?
Okay, you know, we're still working the kinks out, so you know I'm with you. I'm on your team. I'm Team Big Mouth.
Oh. I think it's there. I think I can do it. I got to be careful. I don't push it too hard.
I can hear a little
bit. Too loud. Is that too loud?
That's close.
J2. Can you hear that? You know I'm trying to play with it.
That
to see if I can know.
Beautiful.
Oh, really? Oh, hey, did not I find a new little technique? Well, anyways, y'all. Today in our hot topic, or what's up, We want to shout out and say goodbye to the legendary Ramsey Lewis.
Oh, man.
I know. And then Jesse Powell, R&B singer Jesse Powell, he passed away. So we got to say bye to him.
What? No way.
I know. He just, like, disappeared. I think we interviewed him one time, didn't we, on that show?
I believe so.
I do believe we did. I think we interviewed Jesse on Southern Video. So, anyway.
He made such great songs. He made such great songs.
I know.
And we do have another one that we have to show respect to is the Queen of England, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, we gave the Queen of England her props last week, and I have to kind of not apologize, but show respect to some of those people who honestly may not be feeling her passing, and I understand why. And I just want to put that out there. I got a couple of emails in reference to us, harping on it, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that we understand what the monarch has done throughout the years. So that's not something we're taking lightly. Anyone passing is never a good thing. So I just wanted to say that. You know what, though, on a brighter note with that, when the queen passed away, she had an official beekeeper.
So
and his job was to go tell her bees that she died.
Oh, man. Not the bees.
The bees.
Honey bees.
Look, I don't know, but the bees. The bees have to know. Go tell the bees.
The bees know. They love them.
And people were getting in trouble out there because they were out there heckling when the body was rolling down the street.
We rolling. Whoa, man.
Well, people were shouting at her son, Andrew. They were heckling him because, he's got his fingers in the pot. And, they played that down quite a bit. So we'll see if that changes at all. I don't know. And then they were starting at Charles talking about who voted you in. Oops.
Well, he's the oldest by Eddie.
Well, we know that. People don't really like, they don't like Charles. It's my understanding. I don't know.
Oh, they don't like Charles?
No. So that was just news of a jab at him. And then our friend, Rob, whatever you call him, got charged for sex trafficking or sex whatever stuff. Six times.
Oh, Mr. Kell?
Yeah, so in jail.
Like multiple cities, Chicago, New York. Oh, man, just.
He might as well forget it, bro.
Might as well pray for them.
Okay, for real. So,
make sure they don't be trying to touch his booty when he anything.
Booty, 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 booty everywhere.
We feel for you, Kels. We got love for you, buddy.
Yeah, we do. We really do. And I'm sorry that you...
You know, it came out like
that.
What
I wanted to know, I was wondering, now, the young lady that's out here in Chicago, I guess the goddaughter, wasn't that a part of the initial court issue years ago that Dive Records helped to pay to get his ass out of? We don't know if Dive Records paid, but, that he got out of where he should have went and sat his butt down? Wasn't she from way back then? But now, if that's the case, is that considered like double jeopardy? I don't know. I'm just asking.
Like, ain't that limits of statutation? Like, that don't have limits to that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not agreeing with whatever he did, but I'm just saying, I was just wondering about that.
No, I'm not agreeing with being on people.
Yeah, I'm not going to agree with that.
I'm saying it again?
Oh, well, okay.
I don't agree with, you know, anybody peeing on anybody.
What the hell?
I'm just saying.
Oh, my gosh. You know what, J2? That note, before I cut to a commercial, what do the people have to look forward to in the next couple of days, in the next couple of minutes?
You know what they got to look forward to this week, and also football. Yeah, Monday night football, Thursday night football, Friday night lights. You have Saturday football, Sunday you got football, and of course, our one and true guest, Alex Fletcher.
Well, all right then.
That's what we got to look forward to. Uh-huh.
That's what's up.
Let me say, call in. You know, if you want to chime in with us.
Podcast is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. That's beneath y'all. Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. Lady Barber, I see you out there. What?
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat? What's up, y'all? Welcome back to That's What's Up. I don't know. You know, it's always something with me. It's always something with me. So, J2, you got your drink ready?
Yes, big mom.
What you got over there again?
Huradora.
Huba, Huba.
Sexy.
Oh. Okay. So, let me give this gentleman a little introduction.
Okay.
Now, I've always just thought he was the coolest individual, and as I watched and learned from him, I just thought he was a great individual. So today, we're going to be bringing in, after I hit this song real quick, but we're going to be bringing in Alex Fletcher, and we're going to chit-chat and find out about some things, and you know what I'm saying?
Find out how to keep your bars open. Keep your stamina.
Give me a second.
Okay, 1, 2.
Yeah. Ha ha. Yeah.
back up with my girl last night, so I went to the club. Put on a fresh white suit and the minicos getting on dubs. I'm just looking for somebody to talk to and show me some love.
Show me some love.
If you know what I mean. Everybody jacking me as soon as I stepped in the spot.
I stepped in the spot.
200 and I'm better than ain't none of them hot.
Ain't none of them hot.
Except for this pretty young thing that was working all the way at the top.
All the way at the top. Shouted, what is her name?
Cool, she made us drink to drink. We drunk and
got drunk and
man, I think she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a
wink. Well, y'all, I don't know what's going on. It's the ghost of, I don't know. But anyways, let me welcome the one, the only, the guru of the spirit industry, Mr. Alex Fletcher.
Hey. Oh, Miss Carla.
Alex Fletcher. Oh. Alex,
what's
you
going
there?
On with everybody? That's very yeah. Nice.
Welcome,
a warm
Alex,
welcome.
What's up? How you doing?
Came to figure out what's up. What's going on?
Oh, okay, okay. So tonight I would like for us to maybe, you know, just talk about maybe sustainability within the liquor industry, within the bar industry, just different aspects of the bar life. And you, of all
right.
people, are the guru of such. So I thought maybe it would be a good idea to chat with you.
Thank you so much, folks. You're chatting. What you got? What you want to know?
Well,
yeah, yeah.
You know, tell some things. Day two, introduce yourself.
Yeah. All right. So my name is Alex Fletcher. I am the National Beverage Director for Hospitality Alliance. I've been in this industry longer than I care to admit. I've learned a thing or two through the years, and I've screwed up a whole bunch of stuff through the years. So with time and experience, I've kind of made my way through, and it's an industry I love and adore, and I hope this is information that anybody could use.
Yeah, I've seen that you've done a lot in the Dallas industry and things like that. You opened up a few bars in Dallas. Am I correct?
A few.
Yeah.
That's not say a little.
I've opened up, I think, I haven't really counted in a while, but I've opened up a handful. I've done speakeasies, beer gardens, cocktail bars, restaurants, kind of a little bit of everything, and have learned a little bit in each process, and it's been a super fun ride.
Right.
Alex, let me ask you this. Not that I can go back and start working in my hour. But the question is, how do businesses like that keep their customers? How do they sustain their customers? Are there various gimmicks? Are there, you know, what is it? What makes me want to come back?
Right.
What I have found in all the years is you can throw as many gimmicks, as many tricks, as many crazy little things as you want at customers, but what they really desire is a comfortable atmosphere. They restaurants are considered a third place. You know, it's not work, it's not home, but it's a safe environment. And with bartenders and stuff, the interaction that you have with your regulars and your guests, it's 99% customer service.
Right.
Bartending's really about
that's 10%. Sure.
Bartending's about 10% of it. You know, anybody can make a drink once or twice, but, you know, you could retain that customer and remember their name, their family. I've had regulars that followed me around for 10-plus years. They helped me pay through college just from
– Wow.
Being a good host. People just want to, you know, feel embraced and feel loved, and, you know, you give what you get. So
exactly.
If you give it out the right way, hopefully you get it back the right way too.
Right.
You know,
so you said
I watched
just,
you back
okay.
in the day when you were, well, I don't know if you want me to mention it, but at
no,
at a place people want.
I'm proud of.
Okay. So at
I'm
Harlow
proud,
in
I'm proud
Dallas, at Main and Malcolm X, and at Breadwinners, I just loved, and Henry's Majestic. I just loved watching
yeah.
you, you know, be able to get people to feel so, I don't know, fuzzy is the name for it. You made people feel like welcome, like you said. So, and then, and that's something that a lot of people don't understand. You just can't have a business and do the business. You've got to be able to go above and beyond and bring your customers in. You know what I mean?
Well,
does that make
I think,
sense?
You know, Carla, it, no, it does. I'm gonna give some of the credit to Tequila, so that's one of them. But,
thank
you.
You
know,
oh, yeah, me too.
But, you know, it's funny because, like, our industry is called the hospitality industry, and I think a lot of times people just forget about that. You know, it's hospitality. It's being hospitable. So it's not rocket science, and it's not, you know, the most complicated thing in the world. It's just about being genuine as much as you can.
Right. Like, you don't want to go to a bar and then the bartender is not engaging and you're like, okay, you just made me a mad drink, you know, don't remember your name or remember what you want, you know.
I've written this is actually my training manual that I've been to thousands of bars across the country. I've been to the best cocktail bars in the country, and 90% of them I'd never go back to. But I've been to some of the crappiest
wow.
bars in the country. I've been to some of the crappiest bars in the country, and the hospitality was so damn good. I didn't care what the drink tasted like. I wanted to go back for the environment. So that's what we went to.
Okay. Run. So let me ask you, what kind of bar do you enjoy helping to bring up or helping to sustain?
Yeah.
Is there any one particular one or, you know?
No, I find a creative challenge in everything. So essentially I really like solving problems and seeing a vision come to life. So if you take like the Speakeasy Atwater, for example, not a lot of people saw what that was before, but it was a little 600 square foot blank canvas, and
oh,
we were able to turn
was,
it
oh,
into.
Oh, I love that spot.
Wow.
And now it's a thriving, you know, bar that's in the back of an alley. I don't oversee
exactly.
it anymore, but it still thrives, and it's great to see those things.
Well, because
and,
it made
you know,
it was exclusive. It was made people feel exclusive, and when you go in the alley and walk up, you know what I'm saying, knock on the door, and the guy opens the door, that was the mystique of it all. And you
yeah,
built
was
up, that was all built up.
It was just crazy. It was like, I don't remember what night it was, but I kind of walked around the corner and take a peek, and there's 60 people standing in line in the cold waiting to get in this little bar that doesn't even have a sign on it, and I'm just like,
right.
What are you guys doing?
Right.
Well, so listen, guys, I'm going to, I think I'm going to cut to a commercial, and then I'm going to play some music for a few minutes, and we're going to come back and chit-chat with J2 and Alex about the sustainability in the hospitality business. How's that? That should be better.
Yeah, sounds good. And hospitality.
Hospitality. Fatality. All right, y'all. Be back with
you.
All
right. Then that's what's up.
Tennessee, the two illegal kings.
Shout out to Brazil and Nico is, that's my buddy.
All right.
The hair bear. Right. That's why I always call Nico. Nico is. So welcome back to That's What's Up, y'all. It's your girl Big Mouth and J2. We got Alex
that's
Fletcher here. You know, I'm just glad to have you here, Alex. I really am.
Yeah.
J2, what would you like to maybe inquire of Mr. Fletcher?
Okay, I feel this has been one of the questions I wanted to ask when I knew you was on the show. Do you still think this is true? Beer before liquor makes you sicker. Liquor before beer, you all in the clear. Is that still a true statement?
Oh,
geez. Man,
yeah,
man, this is an industry of moderation. So whatever you do to yourself, man, that's on you.
And how modern is that?
Right? You got to know your
right.
limits sometimes. And sometimes you got to find out where they are. It's all
right. Right. Oh, man. Hey, okay, so I have another question also. Okay, now, I know your liquor. So what are the five types of liquors? Like some people might not know. They just go out and drink. They just go and drink their butt off, but never know what types of liquor will affect you or what type of effect that they will have on them. What would you say? All
right. So that's a tricky question.
Say that one again.
It is. I get what he's saying. I think he's looking like which one's going to turn you up and which one's going to turn you down. You got to think of it like this. It's like your body's processing all this stuff. So the more sugary and sweet and thick and viscous something is, the harder your body's going to have to work. So you're putting your body through stress. The higher the alcohol content, the thinner your blood gets, the less your brain receptors fire, that, you know, all of a sudden you black out. So just kind of paying attention to what you're doing. I have a rule, you know, if you have a drink, have a glass of water. You have a drink, have a glass of water.
Right.
It's not
right.
hard.
Right.
It slows you down.
It
slows you down, and it helps your checkbook, too. Because if you're having a drink and then a water, you've already cut your cost in half, so you can stay out longer.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wow.
Well, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm
okay.
a drinker,
wow.
even though I could never have been a liquor rep because I just didn't drink that much. And to be a liquor rep, you have to drink. You got to be able to
well,
know liquor.
Yes and no. Like, Carla, like, I'll tell you right now, I'm 10 months sober. And
Get
well,
out, Alex. Congratulations.
Okay.
Well, it's, you know, it's something to be congratulated with. It's just more of, it's something to show people too that you can do this job and be in this industry and be in this culture, and you don't have to be a drunken wreck. You can just be a person. So that's kind of I turned 40, you know, and I was like, whoops, all right, so I'm not 25 anymore. I got to figure something out.
Right.
So I did. And
man,
you know,
that's
strange. It's if you talk about sustainability, that's how you sustain this business, is you actually take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen a
and
few
you don't drink
fall
yourself
by
off,
the wayside,
after
unfortunately.
Oh, I've had, yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, I've had plenty of people I've known in this industry that aren't with us anymore because they didn't take care of themselves. And,
okay,
you know,
for real.
You don't have to do it.
Yeah, that's for real.
And then it would say, well,
yeah,
anything else, J2?
Yeah, Mr. Fletcher. So What do you think about what would make a bartender stand out? What will make that person, like you said, you went to a couple dives and you say, I'd rather go to that dive than the bar or the club or whatever with the big ambiance and all the lights and tricks and stuff. What makes you say, hey, that place right there, you know, that bartender right there was great. What would you look for?
Well, there's a few aspects that I look for, especially going into bar, to figure out first what type of bar I'm even in. So the first thing I do is I always look at what liquors they have on display. And if I can see what liquors they have on display, I can tell if, you know, they really care or if they're just kind of buying stuff, which, you know, it's fine either way, but you can kind of know how you can be engaged with the bartender after that. Second thing I always look for is, you know, I look at limes and produce and stuff like that. So if you give me a drink that's got a lime and it's all brown and gross, you don't have any pride in your establishment.
Right.
You know, it's like you think of people that come in, and it's not hard to cut 10, 15 limes in a 20-minute period before service. But if you don't do it, I mean, what else are you doing in there?
Right. Just sitting looking at people. Yeah.
There's a bartender here in Dallas. His name's Gabe Sanchez, and he's probably my definition of hospitality, really. I came in one night.
I remember Gabe.
Yeah. I came in one night, the first time I'd ever been into his bar, and I ordered a shot and a beer, and it was like, call it, you know, wild, the shot of Jameson and a IPA of some sort. And then I ordered a Sazerac, too. So I ordered two different things for two different people. I didn't go back to that bar for, like, 6 months. And I walked in, and within about 15 seconds, the bar was busy, too. 15 seconds, like, hey, you have an IPA, Jameson, and a Sazerac? And my mouth
was
like,
wow.
That was okay. Quick service.
That he remembered who he was, you know, and what he bought.
Right.
We never met each other. We didn't know each other. I never even heard of them. I was like, man, that's pretty cool. So I've used that as an example to a lot of bartenders through many years of just going, that is some serious customer service, and you should really thrive to be at that level. Because once you're at that level, you know, you've built a following. There is a caveat to it, though, too. Once you get too good at that, you can never leave that bar. You're stuck.
Yeah.
So you have,
that's
don't
spot.
We
you
know
have,
it?
You'll have a crowd of people looking for you. I actually worked in that bar while he was having his baby. I helped cover some shifts for him because, you know, he's a small business owner, doesn't have a lot of staff. So if he's out, the bar's closed. So us as a hospitality, you know, industry, we got together and we just worked the shifts for him. And I was asked, where's Gabe? I don't know, 300 times. I was like, all right, well, I promise you I can make you a drink. They're like, I don't care. I want to talk to Gabe. He's like, well, he's having a baby, so you're stuck with me.
Well, Gabe, give me Gabe. But that's building his rapport. That's him building the following and, you know, like you said, being engaging and remembering and understanding that
as
this
well
is the hospital.
As well as branding himself and his establishment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to remember it's a branding thing too. You got to brand it. Comes along with it. Well,
it always does.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
man.
You know what, y'all? I don't know what's going on with this thing, so I am going to have to. I'm stretching out what I have to say to y'all. Go to something real quick, and I'll be back in a second.
Okay, let's get
a few more minutes with us, buddy. All right.
Yeah, of course.
Be right back, y'all. That's what's up.
Okay, that's what's up.
back, y'all. Welcome back, y'all. You know what? It's always something with me. And this time, I don't think it's me, y'all. I think it's the ghost of Blog Talk, maybe. I don't know. But welcome back to That's What's Up. Hey, J2, say what's up to everybody.
What's up? What's up?
Welcome back, Alex Fletcher. I love the conversation we're having, right?
Yeah. Right. It's all good information. Yeah.
Okay. J2, you over there? What, you fixing up some stuff still? You over there trying to be a bartender?
I was gonna ask the master of drink and the mixology. What would he suggest for a nice drink and after hours, happy hour moment? What would you suggest as a good cocktail or drink? Because I know you Jameson and maybe a highlight.
Right. You know, I look at it like this: how was your day? And I always base my drink on my day. At least that's what I would do. If I had a good, you know, happy, awesome day or something, and it just I wanted to keep going, I could do something with the rum and make it peaky. And then if the day was a little stressful and I just needed to drop my shoulders, do an old fashioned or a Sazerac or something a little more boozy with some bite. Only time I wouldn't suggest it is if you're mad, don't drink. That won't help.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not good for me either. I'm mad at my girl. I'm going to go drink.
You're angry drunk.
No, I'm a happy drunk. I'm a happy drunk. Oh, it's just like you said, when I'm mad. You stay mad.
I was asking. I think I was
I'm a happy drunk.
Kind of even
don't
about
on
that. Oh, yeah, because I'm happy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. I can hear it over there. So, Alex, you got another question, J2? I'm sorry.
Yes, I definitely do, Mr. Fletcher. Where do you think that people can find you at? You have a couple of things that, you know, where you're at now, and just to let people know.
Yeah, sure. Currently, the project we're working on, the one that's most active, is the AT&T Discovery District down in downtown Dallas. We have a few venues there. Got our full-service restaurant and a couple bars and do all kinds of crazy events. It is a beautiful place, a ton of fun, and it's been a really cool experience to actually watch the whole thing thrive.
Right.
Besides that, I'm working on stuff all over the country, so hopefully soon it'll be all up and active, and I can give you a longer list of things I'm working on.
No problem.
So, Alex, if people wanted to get in touch with you, how would they do that? Is there maybe Instagram, Facebook? Is there a number or something or whatever?
Instagram's really easy. It's Alex Fletcher is my Instagram, but it's spelled Alex_Fletcher. I'm active on social and Facebook. You can find me pretty easy. If you go to the AT&T Discovery District page, there's a contact list on there. You can probably find me that way. Or just send up a slip smoke signal or send a certified letter or something. I don't know.
You are so silly. Alex, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
I really enjoyed it. That was a definitely an awesome experience talking to one of the greatest.
Did you learn something?
Yes, I surely did.
All right. Well, Alex, thanks so much, and we'll be in touch, all right? Thank you, babe.
All right, yes, we will. I'm going to have to come see you at the ANTT. I'm coming.
Oh,
right.
It's real nice. Real nice. All right.
I'm coming.
All right, y'all be safe.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm coming. That was cool. I learned a little bit about, well, not so much about the liquor too much, but I like the idea of, I guess, you know, the sustainability, because anybody can just go anywhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah. like you said, anybody can make
hey,
a drink.
Hey, J2, you know what I wanted to tell you about?
Yeah.
You know what I wanted to tell you about?
Tell me about it.
Tell you about it. Well, I was looking at Didi McGuire, you know Didi at K104 in Dallas.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Oh, I love Didi. I love Didi. I've known Didi for a long time. Back when she was on what, Doug Banks show here in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved to Dallas,
mm-hmm.
and so. But I've known her for a long time. Anyway, long story short, I don't mean to throw out plugs, but
don't throw
I
it out there.
I really don't. I'm just talking. But anyway, so today mm-hmm. they had a question that they posed to each other about what would you do if your child had destroyed
what
your entire house? Your child.
Okay, say it again.
Destroyed your entire house. So this 12-year-old
your
boy
child.
Tore up the house. There was a video. Tore up the house. The toilet seat was broke. Anything glass was broke. Anything they had up in their entire house.
What? Now, how old was this cat?
12.
12 years old. You know what? Where's my belt at? Where's the switch? Boy.
A belt.
And what for?
Would that really do it at that point in time, 12 years old? Would that really do anything to him?
Well, you can't just go on and punch him, and you can't punch the kid. You still got to discipline him the right way.
Yeah, would you call the law? What would you do?
Oh, man, that's a hard question. No, come on in here. Let me, like, look, this is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
All right.
Oh, man, and yes, you are grounded for a whole year.
I mean, it was horrible. He destroyed their house. I mean, everything was broke. When I say the toilet seat was broke, the toilet seat was like... Like he took a sledgehammer and broke the whole toilet bowl. Oh, man.
Was the boy okay in the mind?
Watching it, I felt sorry for the lady.
Is the boy okay in the mind? Is he sane, or did he just do that because he was mad because he wouldn't let him go play video games all day or something? What happened?
Got upset about, but at that point, it didn't matter because the destruction is so bad. Nothing is that bad that you have to tear up your entire household.
I hate you, Mom.
Everything, J2, mirror.
What?
Anything.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm going to forward it to you. I'm going to let you look at it.
Yeah, he's going to have to get a job after that. At 12 years old, I'm going to get you a hardship. You're going to learn today.
A job or, I don't know, because I don't have kids, so I can't. I would say what I would do, but I really can't say, you know, based on how things are now and days. But I would knock the fuck, excuse me, out of him.
Okay,
I'm sure.
A man up.
I would have tore him up.
We still old school over here. We still old school. We talk about old school traditions.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
I'm just going to leave it like that. I'm just going to leave it like that.
Well, I'm with you on that, but I'm going to say this about that, and I'm going to leave it alone. But, you know, if you think about it, when they started doing the child abuse stuff, the kids was calling, and they was putting them in timeout and all that stuff. We started making soft. They're kind of soft.
Out.
Like some kids that be riding around with them helmets on the bike. I ain't riding around with no helmet on the bike. You know, if I fail,
yeah, we
I
didn't
fail.
Ride with no helmet.
No.
You fail, you fail. Now, what time am I going to do to a 15-year-old?
I don't know, y'all.
12-year-old,
you know
what's
me?
That going to do?
Start babbling, huh?
Yes, better off fourth child. I mean, I'm just saying, big mouth,
man. You know what I did? Let me tell you a quick story,
okay.
And
if
then I'll leave
kid,
it alone.
What would you have done? What would
so
you have done
little,
if you came home and was like?
No, when I was little, I threatened my mother that I was going to call Child Protective Services or child abuse people, right? So they just started those things. So my mother came up and knocked the she's a weasel out of me and told me,
what?
Now get up and call. Now call the people. Call them.
Yeah, call them. Call
now
them.
You
tell
can
them
call
them.
Them.
You know where you're going to be at? You're going to be
okay.
In the state. You running from house to house. You're going to be, you know, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I go ahead. I want you to.
So one day.
Now, I'm your mama.
We
if I, if
my,
I don't love you, I wouldn't.
We were over at my sister's. And we were, she, my mom and sister and I were just sitting there. And then one of my nieces decided that she was abused people. My mother said, ask your aunt Tia, see what she got to say about calling child abuse people before you call them. Man.
Yeah.
So I guess I was raised by old school people. Huh?
She probably said, go ahead, baby. Go ahead and call them and see what happened.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
She didn't. My niece didn't call. You know, but
of course
it was, I don't know, y'all. It's just kids are so soft and crazy nowadays. You got to be careful with them because kids are crazy. They come in all kinds. Oh, speaking of crimes, starting in, I think, January of 20. Going to be going through what they call, I think, a purge. Did you hear about that?
No, you better come on with it.
So a purge is there if you have like I think felony, second degree felony, and some other crazy kidnapping, something crazy. They are going to arrest you and then let you go. You don't have to pay monetary bail for it anymore. You just get arrested and go home. What in the world?
No, seriously. No.
Yeah.
What, was it every once a year or something?
What do you mean once a year?
Okay,
what
so
you
go to jail and then they just let you go.
Yeah. They don't
well,
hold
you know what
you
they're doing.
Jail. Huh?
You know what they're doing. They're really just trying to make sure they keep everybody in the system still. So they're going to induct
no,
you.
No, it's called a purge or something like that. I don't know. I just think it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Really.
Mm-mm.
You know, so on that note, you know what, J2? I think I better cut to a commercial real quick, and I'll be back.
Is that start getting to you? Is the rummy rum getting to you?
Yeah,
it's
I'm starting to feel that. The liquor.
We had a great show today. That was so awesome.
Podcast is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. It's their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. Destiny's job. And big up to my heart and soul, Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. If you want to get your hair cut, stop on by Ebony Barbershop. Located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, Lady Barber? I see you out there.
Womp, womp, womp. Welcome back, y'all.
Womp.
Okay, so you know what I did today, day two, before I let you go, I know we got to say goodbye soon, but I put together a table.
You put it all by yourself?
All by myself, a table.
Okay, a big table, round table, what?
It's a little like a kitchenette table thing. It is so cute. I'm still trying to, you know, get settled in my apartment.
Right. So you put
kids
a little
came
kitchenette,
over last week.
Okay. Little end table or something like that?
No, it's a table kitchenette. It's for the kitchen. It's like a little table.
Oh, wait a minute. So do you have like a day window or something?
Kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A full kitchen. My kitchen is really cute. Really cute. Day two. Huh?
Yes.
What'd you say?
I said that's cute.
Oh, you just keep hesitating. You ain't listening to me.
I said that's cute.
Thank you.
That you put that table together.
No.
If I was there, I would have helped you put it together. Okay. What did
you
get it from?
What
did you get it from IKEA?
Well, He showed up in D.C. this week.
Okay.
I don't know what he showed up there for. I don't know if he had to try to sneak to come in there to do a little meeting with the DOJ people. I don't know, but... He popped up in there like Sunday night, very unexpected. Largo It's just getting crazy. It's just getting crazy.
Every day it's
something new.
And it's something crazy and crazy. It seems like it's getting crazier and crazier.
As my grandmother would say. Crazer, right?
Yeah. Crazy.
So, crazy. Cry. Well, day two, did you enjoy today or what?
Oh, man. I loved it. I think we did great. And, you know, we just have fun like we usually do. We have fun.
I know.
And enjoyed Alex Fletcher, you know.
I know. That was so cool, right?
Oh, I got to go see him. You know me. I got to have me a drink or two.
Oh, yeah.
I got to go see him.
Got to go. All right. Well, J2, you going to say a couple of words to the folks?
Oh, yeah, man. Keep your head up. Keep your head up. Stay encouraged. Make sure, you know, focus. And, you know, you see a goal, go hit that goal. And, you know, don't stop until you see the end. Don't stop until, you know, you can't go no more, you know, until you reach your professionalism that you have and, you know, that do all things through Christ which strengthen you. So just go and be blessed. As my granny would say, go with God and let him bless.
Aww. J2,
yeah,
please let Mama Roxy know I say what's up.
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, you sound like Bruce Lee with that one.
Did I?
Like you want to cry.
You know, and it's funny because I've got this thing in my throat, and I noticed, like, I was trying to sing today, and I couldn't, I could sing, but I couldn't sing like I used to. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. This thing has different sounds that it makes with me when I talk now.
Were you singing like Zappin' Rogers?
Say it again.
Were you singing like Zappin' Rogers?
No.
I had to get you one time.
Oh my God. All right, John.
I love you.
So, you know. Like the farmer said to the potato, plant you now and dig you later. That's what's
dig
up.
Dig you later. That's what's up. Love you, Big Mouth.
Love you, Day 2. Talk to you next week.
Okay.
What's up?
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.